Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in your mind with your hidden power. You have more power than you realize. Most of us don't tap into. You've heard the old expression, we only use 10 to 12% of our brain. Well, this exercise that we go through every week is an attempt to get into your brain a little bit further than that, to bring you into realization that there are other things, should you choose to follow them, or other things in your brain you can use, so-called hidden powers, the sixth sense, if you will. Joining us now is Catherine Ferguson. She's going to spend some time here talking about her own spiritual journey. We'll have Uri Geller with us later in the hour, along with Mary O'Malley, who is the psychic scout. And Maria Francesca Trilogy is going to relate some interesting things from the world of astrology. Miss Ferguson is here, born in New York City, college professor of French. So when, Ms. Ferguson, did you become interested in, if you will, your hidden power or spirituality, that sort of thing? I remember it being referred to as New Age stuff when I first got into it in the 80s.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, that was when I got started in the early 80s. I decided to quit college teaching, and then I suddenly had all this time on my hands. I didn't have to do all sorts of research, and I just got interested in reading what I could and in going to local groups, their meetings, and seeing what they were doing, and I felt better about it. Participating in the group, I just felt calmer about myself and what I was doing in the world. So that's how I got started.
What were you feeling before? What was there that you felt? Was there a lack of something in your life?
I didn't think it was a lack. I was just so geared to studying what I had to study, preparing my courses, giving the courses, worrying about doing research and getting published. So I wasn't thinking about anything outside of that world. And when that world, when I decided to leave that world, I just found out there were all these other things around me that I hadn't looked at.
Mm-hmm. Like the world of, as I refer to it, the sixth sense, that which is not presently available for the five senses to acknowledge or ignore. Yeah, you make your choice. Do you acknowledge them or you ignore them? Some people choose to ignore them because there's too much conflict with religion or what their mother taught them or whatever it is. And then there are other people who are curious about it because it does bring you into a whole vast new experience, doesn't it?
It does. And, well, it's overwhelming if you pay attention to it and if you don't have anybody to talk to about it. So that if you have certain dreams or experiences as a child and you mention them to your parents, they're going to say, okay, you know, let's talk about something else, or you didn't see that at all, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so you don't get, in the Western world, that is, you don't get any support.
Mm-hmm. So you moved into this area, and how did it factor into your life as you first became more aware?
Well, I felt comforted because when I left teaching, I didn't know for sure what I was going to do, how I was going to earn a living. And one thing that was comforting was that I found that when I went to bed at night and I closed my eyes, I could see all these hearts on a black field. And I didn't know what was happening, but I felt comforted. And the more I I was involved in these groups, the more I understood, without even asking anybody point blank what the hell is going on here, I understood that I was getting support from a different dimension.
Mm-hmm. Now you've gone into, you're teaching a lot of this, but you're also, along with teaching and helping people, you're helping animals. Is it the animals that you're communicating with to help people understand what's going on with them, or are you communicating with both the people and the animals together?
Oh, it's both, because I don't work with animals who are just out there. I work with animals who belong, I'll say that in quotation marks, who belong to someone. Because when I read an animal who's part of somebody's household, the human being can do what needs to be done to help the animal. If I read animals who are just out there, there's no one who's going to step up to the plate and say, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to change this to make the life, the animal's life better. So, and sometimes when the information comes through, it's for both of them. There are times when I've started with the animal because that's what the owner, the pet parent, wanted me to do, had certain questions, and I would answer these questions. And then in one particular case, I remember it was as if the animal said, okay, she knows all that she needs to know about me. Now we're going to talk about her career. And these were questions that she had in mind but was going to ask me at another time. And the animal just started showing me things about what her mother could do to make her career better, forward so her career.
Yeah, see, when I do this, I'm interested. I have a new dog, and I'm interested in making her life better because she's the sweetest little thing. And I think we were brought together by my last dog. And so, you know, you have this, and then wondering whether this communication that you're involved in is of past lives of animals, pets that have passed on, or whether it's current connections to animals. And can you, some of the folks who are doing this are really quite effective at healing the animals. And then there's the communication both with the human and the dog or the pet. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I've had a lot of cows in my life, and some of them have been very important to me. And I think people expect that when people like you come into their lives, okay, we're going to just talk about dogs and cats. But I wonder if you can communicate with other animals that are on the other side, not necessarily just dogs and cats.
Oh, I have communicated with other animals. It's just that most people who have questions have dogs and cats, but I've talked with birds.
Yeah.
Horses.
Yeah. All right. So you haven't had too many cow readings.
No, I haven't been
there. You haven't been there and done that. All right.
No, I haven't been inundated with cow readings.
Yeah, I understand. Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me put you together with me and my dog, in a manner of speaking. I want to see how this works and see if my theory is right, that I was put together with this current dog by my past dog. We're having a conversation with Catherine Ferguson, who is an animal communicator, and we continue in that conversation. If you're a business owner and you are getting yourself sort of mixed up, confused, or maybe you're just put in with all the rest of the people that do what you do because your social media handle doesn't set you apart from everybody else, now it's time for easyemail.tech. Easy email, all one word, .tech, makes the process of changing your identity a simple one. Consumers don't like businesses unless they don't find them well, unless there's something about their professional presentation that stands out, and professional email handles that don't necessarily be .com, .org, that sort of thing. If you use regular Hotmail or Gmail or Yahoo, whatever it is, these, you know, it's okay, at gmail.com, that sort of thing, or at yahoo.com. Well, Easy Email will give you and your business, it could be that it's Doug's Plumbing. I use this all the time. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with plumbing. But at Doug's Plumbing, Doug at Doug's Plumbing .plum or .tech or something like that. They're making these new email addresses to stand out. So if you want to find out how you can change the identity of your business, call Easy Email at 844-344-7607. They get you all set up with your own .com, your own .shop, your own .tech, whatever it is that you want. Easy Email. You'll talk to an American who's here in our country. Nobody in Pakistan is going to be taking this, and people say, oh, that's a terribly racist remark. No, come on. Honestly, when's the last time you called for service and you talked to somebody who barely understood English? That's not what goes on here. You get your message across, and it'll be effective and well done. 844-344-7607 or online, change your social media identity, your email handle, at easyemail.tech. Catherine Ferguson, whose website is cferguson.com, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, is a focus on animal communications. The people that... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's cfergusonconsult.com.
Oh, okay. cfergusonconsult. I'm just doing that. Yeah, cfergusonconsult.com. Okay. So say again?
I just said thank you. That's all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If I asked you whether I had a bulldog for almost 15 years whose name was Charlotte. And she was a being who taught me so many things in life, unconditional love. She was the best partner I think I've ever had. And I sincerely felt that she was a godsend, literally and figuratively. And she'd been gone for 3 years. I didn't feel I managed to find with a close friend of mine another dog who we sort of shared for the past 3 years or so. But now I've gone sort of off on my own, and I wanted to have my own dog. And so in my mind, Charlotte, who was the first dog, put me together with this dog. What do you think of that?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I've seen that with some of my clients, and I had that experience myself with one of my cats.
So how do you know that's what happened?
Well, intuitively. You mean for me to know or for the owner to know?
Well, for you to know and tell the owner that, yeah, that's what went on.
Oh, okay. Well, what I do is when that question comes up, I ask, and sometimes the question doesn't come up, but that's the feeling that I have, that it was orchestrated and that the pet was sent along, was guided by a former pet, to be in the right place at the right time for a new adoption. But that, at first when I came across that, the concept sounded, you know, seemed bizarre to me, and then I just, you know, saw it every so often. But when it comes to the individual person, I think that person is going to have a strong feeling that this is the same animal, or else that this animal is being put in my path. And that's an example of when you want to trust your instinct and say that, yes, that's what's happening, that somebody on the other side is helping along.
Well, see, that was my question in my own specific circumstance, to give people an example of how it works. That's why I asked. I was told by somebody 2 years ago that Charlotte would be back in April of this year. And so I'm wondering whether that's why the specific question, not vague or distant, but in my case, is this Charlotte reincarnated, or was Charlotte happy in staying with me spiritually, and she found this dog for me to be my companion?
Okay.
So what would it be in your mind as you make the connection?
That Charlotte orchestrated it. It's not her.
It isn't her.
But because she was so heavily involved, it could come through to someone as she'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why it was confusing to me. In what way does she come back?
Yeah,
sure.
But
she would make it. They can orchestrate these things from the other side. And that's what's hardest for some people to grasp. And there are other questions that come up. You might want to talk to Catherine if you have a pet that's not behaving well. What would be the problems? In my case, this dog is chewing on everything, but that's because she's nervous about whether she's staying or going. She needs to have that security, so that I'm going to pass along to her. I appreciate that advice. CFergusonConsult.com is a good place to go to carry out your choices when it comes to animal communication. Thank you, Catherine.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Your Hidden Power. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is the web address. We take an expert in some sort of phenomena, some metaphysical or spiritual item that maybe kind of hits me right squarely between the eyes, and then we bring the information to you. It's an expressive experience. Maybe we ought to call it the intuitive arts. And one of the people that I find in my world that I've known for decades, who is as experienced a metaphysician as there is, somebody who has a hidden power. He can bend things, not like Superman, jump tall buildings with a single bound, but he bends keys and spoons, and that's how he gets started and has gone way beyond all of that. I was interested, Uri Geller, whose website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. I was interested in your take. There's scientists have completed an equine clone in duplicating a mule, Uri. The clone was much harder than normal for several reasons. And I guess I'm wondering, and you know, you think about cloning, human clothing, cloning, you think about these 3D printers that can do most anything. What is it? We may have other beings that will be created, but will they have the same spiritual or mental ability that we do as real human beings? That's a question that fascinates me, actually. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a very good question. First of all, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yes, okay. We can. Yep.
Okay, I'm in a mall, in a shopping mall in Tel Aviv. And again, it's the miracle of communication.
Oh, yeah, fabulous.
That always bewilders me. You know, Doug, there are a lot of people today, mainly the very wealthy ones, who have signed into something that is called cryogenics, which means that when they die, their bodies will be frozen, or some have even taken it further, their heads will be removed and stored away. And, you know, 400-500 years from now, they will find bodies for these heads, and these people believe that they will live again because the mind has it all. And this is a very interesting and a philosophical and spiritual question, whether your feelings will come with you along or your own spiritual thinking. Now, I do believe that in the future, people will be able to be cloned. You know, today they clone animals, and soon they will clone people. There are lots of movies about the cloning of humanity. I think that it is around the corner, and it's going to happen. Obviously, we know very little about the emotional effects of the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. We really don't know, Doug. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, I have to pose a question to you. If you had enough money to freeze yourself, would you do it?
Well, I think I might have 30 or 40 years ago, but I think my beliefs have changed to the point where I believe in reincarnation. You and I have discussed that. You don't believe in reincarnation. I believe we come back in different, with the same soul comes back into different bodies, depending on what lessons we have to learn that sometimes pass from being to being to being, and we don't get them right. And then people will say to me, well, what's the purpose of life? And, you know, then you get back into something else that's heavily philosophical. It may not even be spiritual. What is the purpose of, why are we here? We're here to help. Okay, so yeah. Why do people need help? Why aren't they okay on their own? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but Doug, I am a great believer in reincarnation.
I'm a great believer.
No. Remember, I am a great believer in reincarnation. And I'm also a huge believer in life after death. There's no doubt in my mind that our energy, our spirit, our soul cannot be destroyed. And that's even proven scientifically by Albert Einstein with the very famous equation E equals MC squared, where he proved scientifically that energy cannot be destroyed. So one must ask the question, well, hang on, if energy cannot be destroyed, then what happens to us when we die? What happens to our body energy? What happens to our soul energy, to our spirit energy, to our mind energy? I do believe that we survive the death and we go into other dimensions, other realms, other, you know, possibilities. And some of us do come back. I had once when I did my shows in Israel in 1969-70, I actually hypnotized on the stage a Moroccan man from Morocco, and I took him under deep hypnosis. I brought him down into deep trance, and then I told him, you're now 2 years old, you're 1 year old, now you're in your mom's tummy, and now where are you? And he started speaking Polish. I didn't understand Polish, but I asked the members of the audience, and they all freaked out because they said the man is speaking Polish. Now, when I woke him up, he had no recollection whatsoever, and he described, when he was speaking Polish, he described a small village with cobbled pathways, horse and carriage. Amazing. So I must have taken him back to a past life. So I do believe in past lives also. I also believe that we might come back as animals, as birds. Absolutely. You know, I mean, there is infinity out there. So everything is possible. Everything is possible. There is no end to inner space, and there is no end to outer space.
I posted something on the DJV website, facebook.com/DJV show, which is a description basically of the universe and where we are, the galaxies, and all the people that are doing the research on the dimensions of the galaxies and the dimension of the universe, and we're a part of the Milky Way, which has thousands and thousands of solar systems like ours, and it's way out, apparently, way beyond where the main focus is of most of the galaxies and most of the suns, most of the planets. And it's just, it is part of what we don't understand. As much as we have a quest to try to understand it, I'm not sure that we're capable of understanding it, frankly.
Yeah. You know, Doug, to the best of my recollection, if you do speak about freezing your body, it's not that expensive. First of all, it's called cryonics, and I think that it started in 1981, and I think it was like $60,000 for the whole body and $25,000 for the neurosuspension. It's incredible, but I think now the prices went up beyond $100,000, maybe $200,000. But, you know, billionaires who have all the money in the world and don't want to die, they would do anything to live forever.
Right. But under the circumstances, what they don't know is that they live forever anyway, and they don't have to spend all that dough.
That is correct.
That's the way of looking at it.
But anyhow, I wonder if our listeners out there agree with us whether they would want to continue life through these kind of technological and mechanical means, or they totally trust in God and they absolutely believe in life after death, and they don't mind dying. Now, nobody who likes dying, nobody wants to end life. But no. It happens to all of us. Yep. There's one thing, there are two things in life that are guaranteed. It's taxes and debt.
Yeah, that's what we hear. All right, Uri, food for thought. Thank you. Uri Geller, again, his website, URIGELLER. If you want to follow one of the most fascinating people on the planet, that's a good place to do it. Go to Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Joining us now is Mary O'Malley, who has a website, psychicscout.com. You can get readings there. I find it fascinating. We take the approach on Your Hidden Power to take apart all the different things, the nuances of communication that may be considered different. And I guess that's kind of where Mary comes in, her ability to connect with. There are good people like her around the country who have great ways of connecting, and I'm not sure I understand. I'm not sure it's important to understand. Sometimes somebody sent me an email, Mary, and said, well, why do you dig in the weeds so much? Let's have some practical solutions to stuff. And I don't know that we can really do that in a general sense, because it really is, the requirement here is that you must have a single one-on-one. I don't see that what you do works in large groups, does it? How do you apply what you do to groups? It's an individual one-on-one thing when you make a connection with someone, isn't it?
Not necessarily. I've done stage shows and groups and things like that. And it's amazing how often I might be doing a group where I'm doing a reading for one person in the group. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how by the time I'm done, how many heads are nodding up and down that particular issue for that person was sort of universal in the room. So spirit has, you know, knows what everybody needs in the room, and mm-hmm. they'll tend to direct things that way.
Really? And mm-hmm. so in your mind, spirit never makes a mistake.
Well, I never thought about it, them making a mistake or not making a mistake. It's quite often how we interpret the information that's coming through.
But how do you know what the information is? It's frustrating for someone. I know what they're saying. Okay, so you told me this was going to happen and it didn't happen. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with spirit?
Right. And sometimes when we have an idea that something might happen, we can make a decision at that point that then takes us away from that possibility. I did a reading for a friend of my mom's, and in the reading, it came up that she was going to get a horse. Spirit showed me a horse. Mm-hmm. And she said, no way, I'm not getting another horse. I'm all done with that. And then about a month or two later, she and my mom were someplace, and they saw this horse skeleton in the shop, and she ended up buying it for Halloween or for something like that. And then called me up laughing, saying, you told me I was going to get a horse, and I did. It just wasn't what we were, you know, it wasn't what we were thinking
about.
It
wasn't a living, breathing thing. It was an object. Rather than
exactly.
A real being, yeah.
And she didn't realize it until afterwards, you know, and then she started laughing. She said, oh, my God, I got the horse.
Well, sometimes so, you can make your own. If somebody says to you, well, this is going to happen X, Y, Z time, then you can make that happen so that it is sort of self-fulfilling, right? The individual, yeah. You tell them, this is going to happen. Well, if you work hard at it, or maybe that's part of it. You're encouraging somebody to make something happen by making thoughts things.
Exactly. And sometimes if I see something negative or isn't helpful for the person, a lot of times spirit will say, "This, if you keep going this way, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But you can make a change here that will change that outcome. Because mm-hmm. we have free will. You know, we can... It's not unusual for me to be giving a reading, and because the person is making new decisions in the reading, all of a sudden I have to back up and start the reading over again.
Start
They've already changed their future.
Yeah. PsychicScout.com, a great place for answers. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power. Your Hidden Power Show. Doug Steffen here with Maria Francesca Trilogy, whose web connection is smbworks@earthlink.net. I don't know what some people think that came from the last century, Maria. I don't know whether that means you and I need to find. I have an advertiser who gets people to go get unique web addresses because some people think they're that the old ones are tired and worn out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I know. Somebody just turned me on to, good morning, a Gmail thing account. And
that's pretty,
you get so much spam with those.
Yeah, you do. All right. So there are a lot of people talking about, there's a lot of energy being stirred up with regard to astronomers seeking out the energy being produced by planets. And yesterday I posted this on the Facebook page, the facebook.com/DJV show, the dimensions of the universe and where we are in our galaxy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we tend to think of our solar system as being big, but it really isn't. And we go back and forth. We have 8 planets in the solar system. We have 9. And how does all of this affect astrology? Pluto, planet or not, another planet beyond it? Does that screw up and throw into limbo anything and everything that people like you do?
Well, what a good question. No, actually, it's very exciting for astrologers to consider that there are more planets out in, you know, in the universe and in the solar system that we're not familiar with yet, because we have not had the equipment to see it. So the more information we get, the more planets that are discovered, the better we will be at understanding the human condition. Because as if you were to look through history, to look at when Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto were discovered along the way, there were also human conditions that changed somewhat. So to me, it is very exciting to know that, okay, we are now going to have whatever is necessary to discover this planet, and then we're going to understand how it is affecting us on a human level. Because one who studies each planet and understands its effect, well, I won't say totally psychologically, but in a way, how is it affecting us? Like we have talked about the different planets on the show and what they mean for us as in our human life. And so to know that, yes, you know, some people will argue that some of those planets are so far away, how can they affect us as human beings? Well, there are mysteries.
The astrological research that you've done, the 8 planets and the sun, what's confusing, I think, to some people, and maybe it isn't important, maybe just the results of the conversation are important, and knowing all of this stuff behind the scenes doesn't really have any practical value. I mean, I'm interested in it because I want to kind of know what makes me tick. But why would I care what influence Pluto is on me? If I'm a Scorpio and I have Pisces is my moon and Aquarius is my rising. So why even those things? I just want to know how I am or what is next or what you can do to help me. And so knowing that the different planets like Pluto are out there, or Uranus or Jupiter, or it doesn't register with me.
Well, it doesn't resonate for you with regards to the planet itself, and yet in many discussions that you and I have had through whatever coaching we've done or whatever work we've done together, and I share with you, well, these are the influences that are happening right now for you, and you agree that, oh yes, I remember when that happened, this planet was situated in this place. So you're right. It is not necessary for the everyday person to know exactly the influence of understanding of that planet, but it is important to understand what the influence is going to do to support your life, to challenge your life, to bring betterment to your life. And that is what a good astrologer will do.
Right. And I think that some of the things people can find at MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com, I think you find out a lot of things and then you put it together as to how it impacts you. So that might be a good thing to do. Contact Maria at smbworks@earthlink.net.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.